There's a fella, a young fella called Colm Shoiga. He's 10 years old. He's not that young, but he's been playing the guitar for years. I mean, years. And a video he put up on YouTube has been receiving a lot of attention. And in the video, it's his musical plea, essentially, to appear on this year's Late Late Toy Show. Which? The Toy Show. Do I have any... Do you have any tickets for the... Say it again. Do you have any tickets for... Say, I urge you to say it again. Ticket. So the he wants to be on the Toy Show. This happens every year. You want to see the volume, you know. I think I can't even begin to tell you the number of looking for tickets this year. It's 40,000 last year. But anyway, anyways, he put up this clip on YouTube saying, please, can I be on the show? But it was a good song. And he's a proper Connemara lad. And I want to share a bit of it with you.
Hi, I'm Colm Shoiga and I am 10 years old. I'm from Connemara, County Galway, and this is my entry for the Toy Show song. And it's for you, Mr. Shlupley. That's you.
Hey, and on it goes, and on it goes. Good morning, Colm.
Morning.
How are you doing there, Head the Ball?
I'm doing all right, and yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. What part of Connemara are you from?
I'm from Rosavie.
I know it well. So you're kind of near Inverin and Cosla. You're kind of in between.
Yeah.
And then we'll go down to Rosavie and get the boat across to the Aran Isles. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
All right, and what school are you in there, Colm?
I'm in Scotland, Killer, Rosavie.
All right. Did we take you out of class this morning to talk to us?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Sorry about that. My apologies to the Moon Tour for that. Okay.
Okay.
But we're all friends here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Tell me about the song. Did you write it yourself, all by yourself, all on your own, all on your Toblerone?
Yeah, I did. I wrote it all by myself. Yeah.
And what inspired you to write the song?
Well, I've been watching the Toy Show for a good few years. Like, it's always been a memory and I'll always stood out. So I've been trying to be singing and dancing, but I never tried to write a song. So then I decided to write a song, and I thought if I just sat down and put a lot of work into it,
yeah,
I could do it.
You can hear that in the song, that you've put a lot of work into the lyrics and getting the rhymes right and everything. So you obviously love music. And are you a Christy Moore fan?
Yeah, I love Christy Moore. He's very good.
Did you ever write to him or meet him or?
Yeah, I met him once.
And what happened then?
Well, we were just talking on the stage and for like 5 seconds. But
oh, lovely. He wrote.
Well, he gave me a guitar for my first Holy Communion. It was signed, and I saw this big box come in the door, and I didn't know what it was. And then I opened it up, and it was a guitar, and it said, Mark, here I come, Christy Moore.
What, here I come?
Mark, here I come.
Oh, nice one. And how did Christy Moore end up giving you a guitar? How did that happen?
Well, I wrote to him. I write to him a lot, and he writes to me, and...
Oh.
He thought it was nice. He's very nice, and I was sick, and he wrote to me a few times, and
okay. He
thought it would be nice to send me a guitar.
So you're friends, really?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's great. Well, what a nice thing of him to do, and your pal's down through. He's a lovely man as well, you know, and we love having him on the Late Late Show as well. So tell us about your learning to play the guitar. How old were you when you picked it up?
I picked up the guitar when I was 5 years old.
Any other instruments?
Yeah, I played the banjo and a bit of the tin whistle in school.
Oh my gosh, so that's all. And do you have brothers and sisters, Sean or Colm?
Yeah, I have one sister. Her name is Roisin, and she sings, she dances, she plays a bit of the tin whistle and the concertina. She's a real pain in the neck, though.
And when is she most a pain in the neck? When does she really get on your nerves?
When she comes home from school first. She really gets on my nerves.
She does. She's probably tired and narky at that stage, is she?
Yeah. She is, yeah.
Yeah, but she loves you, though, really. Let me tell you, it's true.
Yeah.
You're not believing me, though, are you?
No.
No. Okay. So you made a video of yourself singing this song, which we really enjoyed, and our friends on the Daily Edge put it up on their website, and I understand that you've been getting a lot of attention. What are people saying to you about it?
They're saying it's very good, and everybody knows, and they're all calling me and stuff.
And we on Radio and the Gael talked as well.
Yeah, I was on it yesterday.
And where else are we going to see you?
I'm going to be on TG4 on Monday on Roisin at 8.
Roisin Niara's programme?
Yes,
Cora.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fab. Now, she'll look after you as well. You know that. She's a great presenter.
Yeah, she's good, yeah.
And you go, is that live or do you record it in the afternoon or what happens?
I'm going to record in the afternoon.
And you're going to sing the song?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you're going to become like a Connemara country superstar, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'll be kind of going around cutting open ribbons for shoppers around the place and doing everything else and doing gigs.
It's a lot of fun.
It's all a bit of crack, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would you like to be when you're older, Colin, when school's finished? I know it's a long time away, but what are you thinking?
I'd like to be a politician or a singer because I like politics and I like singing.
What sort of politics are you into?
Well, I like the budget, but it was good that they gave us a bit money, like €5, but I didn't really think the water meters were that fair.
You thought that was a bit mean, was it?
Yeah.
And would you like to kind of go around running for office and be a TD and maybe be the Taoiseach someday?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And what would you do if you were a Taoiseach? What would you do to help people in Connemara?
Well, first I'd get rid of the water taxes, that's for sure.
I think you might just get elected tomorrow if you ran for office. But you'd like to be a TD and a minister and everything else?
Yeah.
Do you follow the news and read papers and things?
Yeah, I like the news.
Yeah. I think that if I was 10 in Connemara, I'd probably be hanging out with you, Colin, to be honest with you. We'd be talking about politics and music and everything else in between. And you're a fluent Irish speaker, I take it.
Yeah, I am.
That's important too when you're running for politics. Well, Colin, what can I do for you?
Well, you could put me on the Toy Show for starters.
And what if that's for starters, what's for seconders?
Have Enda Kenny on the Late Late Show.
You want Enda Kenny on the Late Late Show?
Yeah, he's been missing for about 5 years now.
That is so funny. Well, I met him on Wednesday night.
Really?
Yeah, and I was talking to someone who works with him, and I was saying that maybe it'd be nice if the Taoiseach came on the Late Late Show. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he should.
So if a 10-year-old boy from Connemara thinks Enda Kenny's been missing for 5 years from the Late Late Show, and we all feel a bit the same way, I think there may be, it may be time for him to appear. What do you think, Colin?
Yeah, it's time to get him some tight questions.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can do. So that's two requests. So you want to be on the Toy Show and you want Enda Kenny to be on the Late Late some night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I've got to explain to you that I present the Late Late Show and the Toy Show, but I don't put it all together. Right.
Yeah.
So I've got very important and bossy people who work around me, and they say, "Oi, you monkey, dance over there." And they send me here and they send me there, and they don't let me do anything. But what I can do is say, "Look, I know a guy in Connemara who might be very good." I can't, I don't know if they'll agree or not, but I now that I've talked to you, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
You could give it a try anyway.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'll have to show them the video because so many children from all around the country have sent in DVDs and USB sticks and everything. So
yeah, I know.
It's a big process. So they all, the people who make these decisions live in the clouds up above in the skies, and they all have deep voices like the voice from X Factor. Colm Shoiga! And they make big decisions like that, and they decide whether they're going to move the chess pieces around. So why don't I bring it? I'm going over to the Late Late Show after the show this morning, and I'll talk to them.
Yeah, okay. That would be brilliant.
And I'll do my best, but I can't promise you, Colm, so just hang in there.
Okay, I will.
Okay, so you go to school now and have a great old day, and tell Roisin I said hello.
Okay.
Alan, you've been a great sport, and good luck with everything, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great day now, Colm.
Bye.
Slán for now.